This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to season 2 of the To Health With That podcast, where we break up big health topics into small bites. I'm Amy, and this season I'll share all the tips, tricks, and hacks you need to get healthy with an MTHFR mutation in a step-by-step, week-by-week process. I can't wait. This week, let's talk about B12, MTR, and the MTRR gene SNPs. So B12 matters a lot for everyone, every human. We've spoken about it before in terms of the best B12 for MTHFR mutants, and in general the link between B12 and MTHFR in Season 2, Episode 27. You absolutely need B12. We all do. Especially if you want anything like energy, good nerve function, or DNA in your reproducing cells. It works as a group with all of the other B vitamins, but it's one of the more common vitamin deficiencies because we do use so much of it. B12 deficiency doesn't feel very good. People with B12 deficiency get a form of anemia that makes them feel tired, weak, lightheaded, short of breath. Often it causes tingling or burning in hands or feet. It isn't any fun at all. B12, just like folate, needs to be methylated to be active. Also, just like folate, the methylated form doesn't agree with everyone, and for some people it leaves them feeling hyper or anxious or too wound up. We've spoken about that in detail before, so I won't belabor the point. Today, I'd like to talk more about the gene SNPs that change the way you use or process B12, or that are also part of the methylation process along with MTHFR. B12 is also, as you might have guessed, all up in there with the MTHFR gene and the methylation cycle. So let's talk about why. Here's a hint. It has to do with two gene SNPs that are closest to MTHFR. They're called MTR and MTRR. So hopefully by this time, with so many episodes of this show under your belt, you know that you need B12 to have good methylation. But why? Well, MTR, which is another step in the methylation cycle, is a big part of the reason. MTR is the gene that codes the enzyme methionine synthase, and it is on the same pathway as the MTHFR gene in converting homocysteine back to methionine and ultimately to SAMe, specifically the methionine cycle. That means that if your MTHFR isn't working well, then the MTR gene also can't work because it needs 5-L-methyltetrahydrofolate to function. It also needs methylcobalamin, the active form of B12, but we'll get into that in a minute. If both MTHFR and MTR are compromised, then often you'll see high homocysteine that's very difficult to treat. The MTRA2756G mutation speeds up MTR enzyme and can cause B12 depletion. The MTR basically in this instance is working so quickly that it uses up all of the B12 you have, and so you may see symptoms of B12 deficiencies in other places. This is especially well documented when it's in combination with a C677T mutation. MTR is interestingly also something of a genetic decision point, meaning it uses a feedback loop to help your body respond to oxidative stress. So if there's a lot of free radicals floating around, then your MTR slows down. Instead of converting homocysteine back to methionine, as usual, the slow MTR pushes homocysteine into the glutathione pathway instead, boosting your body's glutathione, which then helps to fight the free radicals. Because MTR actually works on homocysteine, it can also become sluggish if your homocysteine levels are too low. I believe that this is part of the reason why low homocysteine is associated with poor health outcomes, even though conventional medicine doesn't really consider a safe lower limit for homocysteine on blood tests. I spoke about some of this in the episode in Season 1 called Homocysteine by the Numbers, so check that one out if you're not sure what I'm talking about here. MTR polymorphisms usually show up as B12 deficiencies that are difficult to fix, or high homocysteine that's extremely difficult to fix, especially if there's also an MTHFR mutation. MTR polymorphisms get better, or the MTR enzyme becomes more effective, with good sources of B12, especially methylated B12, methylcobalamin, adequate zinc, a balanced thyroid, lower oxidative stress. So if those free radicals get high, then again, we push it to push homocysteine towards glutathione instead of towards methionine. With moderate exercise, chlorine filters for drinking water and showers, and a low formaldehyde home, meaning no synthetic carpets, more laminate floors, more flooring like concrete, tile, real wood, cork, or linoleum. MTR polymorphisms get more pathological with a B12 deficiency, a zinc deficiency, nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Now, this is a more well-documented problem in the MTHFR community, but MTR polymorphisms have trouble here too. Heavy metal exposure, no bueno. Lots of chlorine exposure, formaldehyde exposure, unbalanced thyroid hormones, overtraining, insulin resistance, and oxidative stress. That's our quick and dirty about the MTR gene. But what about MTRR? Well, MTRR, or methionine synthase reductase, operates in a tight little loop with MTR that we just talked about in order to keep MTR working. So MTR has to be bonded to a cobalamin, which is vitamin B12. The MTR stops working when the cobalamin loses its methyl group. Then the MTRR enzyme steps in and adds the methyl group back in. So it remethylates the cobalamin that's stuck to MTR, thus allowing MTR to work again. MTRR gets its methyl group from SAMe, and as you know, you need a functioning MTHFR to make a SAMe, which is a big part of why I talk about MTHFR all the damn time. MTRR also needs vitamin B2 or riboflavin and vitamin B3 or thiamine in order to work. MTRR also slows down in the environment with too many free radicals, which is another sign of the incredible dynamic intelligence of your body. Because MTR and MTRR both slow down in this situation, more homocysteine is pushed to become glutathione, which helps to quench the free radicals and protect your tissues from damage. It's an amazing system. If you have an MTRR polymorphism, the best workaround is simply taking methylated B12 if you can tolerate it. That ensures an adequate supply even if MTRR isn't remethylating. If you don't tolerate methylcobalamin, then we're back to supporting your methylation in general in the ways we usually talk about it. Thank you so much for listening today, and keep your ears open for some upcoming opportunities to be a part of the beta group for a new course that I'm launching on Teachables. If you know already that you're in and you're interested, shoot me an email, amy, A-M-Y, at tohealthwiththat.com, saying, I want to be in the beta group. It's not happening just yet. I'm not quite that ready, but probably within a month. So keep listening.